This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you are a firstborn, a middleborn, the baby of the family? We've talked about how there has been multiple studies looking at personality traits, whether you were firstborn, center, baby, in the middle. And, you know, depending on the type of family you have, you know, sometimes firstborn is not the best. Right? You might get a lot of attention. You might be told to be now the lieutenant mommy or the lieutenant daddy, first mate. And then when things go wrong, it's on you. So you're basically middle management between the kids and the parents. Horrible position to be in. But also you get to be the first one to drive. You get to be the first one to date. You get, you know, and you get to be the one that kind of breaks parents in. And so middle child, I was a middle child until my mom left, and then I was the oldest in the until my sister left, and then I was the oldest in the family for a while. And so I've got to see a little bit of both. And, you know, middle child is, okay, they're too busy watching the firstborn, they're too busy watching the baby, so I'm, you know, I just kind of need to do my thing, and I need to kind of watch and learn, and then, you know, keep the peace, and just kind of, you know, just kind of get through and skate. And the baby's like, okay, you know what? I got these two that are taller, that are more vocal, that can see me. I don't need to, I can just do whatever the hell I want. I'm the baby. Yeah, and you're sucking your thumb and you're like 10 years old. Like, what's that? Come on, man. You're not the baby anymore. And so, you know, the third born seems like they get less of the discipline and they get less of the, oh, hell no, you know, because their answer is, well, you let the firstborn do it, you let the middle one do it, but also they get the hand-me-downs. And so they get the clothes that two prior people wore. You know, you get the old bike, you get the old, so you never get the brand new, spanking new, you know, tidy whities. So firstborn personality traits have seemed to be more, according to Parents magazine, reliable, conscientious, structured, cautious. They might be more controlling. They might be a little bit narcissistic at times. They might be overachievers. Your middle, they're people pleasers, which that is me. I like it. Does everybody be happy? Let's just kind of, you know, a little rebellious, thrives on friendships, large social circle, tries to keep the peace. And then the baby of the family, fun-loving, uncomplicated, manipulative, they say, outgoing, attention-seeking, and self-centered, because they have a lot of competition, and they're like, look, I'm the baby, right? So it's all about me. Well, there are syndromes, and I've been seeing articles talk about oldest child syndrome. And older child syndrome, we kind of forget that even though they might have gotten the new bike, you know, or the cooler toy at Christmas or Hanukkah, they got a lot of the brunt of discipline, especially in older families. And older child may struggle with relationships with some of the younger kids if they were blamed for things the younger kid did. So the younger kid put boogers on the wall, and the younger kid said, it wasn't me, I'm the baby. This person has more boogers, they're older. They make more mucus. Now that person gets in trouble for the boogers on the wall. Yeah, I did. I put boogers on the wall when I was younger. But I did take the blame. They could tell it was mine because I was the boogery child. So firstborn children feel also a weight on their shoulders. They feel that they are the ones that have to take on the family. They are the ones that, when, especially when the parents go, it's them. They may feel like they have to strive for perfection because, again, if they got something wrong, parents were all over them. They may feel more compelled to meet expectations because they had to meet their parents' expectations, and they had to, as a kid, be responsible for other kids that they weren't even parents to. Like, you know, when my parents had a baby, you know, I was the one that, you know, took care of them a lot when my baby brother, one of my parents would work all the time, and here I was now a 15, 16 year old, now being like a teen mom, taking care of a baby after school, because my parents were working and gone and tired, and they'd sleep through the night, I'd get up and feed the baby. And that kind of changes you, because, you know, you don't get a chance to be a kid. You don't get to be babied for so long. You're the baby until the middle child comes and the younger child comes. So you never got that baby. And so you expect from your relationships to baby you. You expect to get a little bit of attention, to get some of that weight off. But because you play this role in your family and you also give off this responsibility and this, you really miss out on the being pampered. On the, you know, look, I was a baby too. And so they may have type A personality traits. They may be ambitious, high achievers. They may be impatient, competitive. And so the kids of the firstborn versus the middle child versus the baby also are different. You know, and so my kids got a really, really big, look, see both sides. You know, you could resolve the conflict. Problems don't have to be problems. You could really minimize stuff. You know, because we were caught in crossfires. Middle children were caught in crossfires. But then, as I said, when my sister moved out, I was, for the most of my childhood, then the oldest child in the family. And then, you know, for that, it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to get in trouble for the stupid stuff you do. So now you are in a role where you're going to parent. So I had one younger brother who's like, do I really have to listen to you? Okay, you're not my mommy. I go, yeah, but I'm going to get in trouble for you and the stupid stuff you do. So you're going to listen to me or I'm going to beat your ass. And so then my relationship with my brother got strained. And then the baby brother, he was the baby. And so, you know, because I was 15 and a half when he was born, even though I'm his sister, I still have a little bit of a mommy role to him because, yeah, I changed his diapers and I gave him his bottle and I sang him songs. So, you know, relationships with your siblings change, and then the kids, the way the kids grow up. But what I do see with individuals who were the firstborn is they missed out on some of the childhood bonding that they should have had with parents. And even though I think the training as being a co-parent is really valuable, you know, you want to be baby too sometimes. So, you know, keep in mind, if you're married to a firstborner, you know, there are those challenges. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we bring up electric vehicles because a lot of people have anxiety about that. And that's a huge, huge change. A lot of us don't like change. Okay. We get to work, we drop off our kids, pick up our elderly family members. We want to know that that car is going to work at all times and not have some of the same BS that some of our laptops have or our iPhones have or other things that have when we rely on electricity. And we've gotten used to in our 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years of life, but, you know, gas-powered cars. So moving to electric is exciting. But it's a little anxiety producing. And so as I told you on the show, you know, we don't have a lot of the data that we need. And we have to be very careful of narratives that are being pushed in the media, because I want you guys understanding the honest truth. You know, what really happens if upon impact, you know, how easy is it for your car to be on fire as opposed to fuel injected cars? Now, mind you, the studies have shown that fuel cars light go aflame more often than electric vehicle cars, even if they filtered out the numbers, because there's fewer electric vehicle cars on the road. But we have seen multiple reports and videos of cars running into trees and then lighting up into flames. So we need some data that might not be riddled with narrative and politics and pushing for the climate. Every now and then a little study comes out saying that this might not be that climate friendly. You're burning through the tires quicker. You're expelling more tire emissions. You are using a huge carbon footprint for your lithium batteries, and then for all the electrical wiring you're putting out there. And so we just need some honest information before we make such a change, because you could sell your car, your fuel car. Really hard to sell a used electric vehicle. People want to know that battery is super fresh, because a used battery, it comes with problems. So it starts to make you feel like, even though I said, look, you always have a choice, not worth getting anxious over it or going on medicine if you don't need, but it is a little anxiety producing, going, if I buy it and I'm like, wait a second, I'm not saving money, or I am more prone to a car fire and I won't have time to get my kid out of the car because it ignites quicker, or or my charge is not going to be what they say it is. We need to be able to do our research. And again, this wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't this 2030 deadline of half of all new cars sold have to be electric. It's really unrealistic, and it's putting a lot of pressure on a society that doesn't have a lot of wealthy people who have their own houses where they could charge at home. So you could charge your iPhone almost anywhere. You can't charge a car anywhere. If work doesn't have charging stations, you can't charge it at work. If your apartment doesn't have enough parking spaces and charging stations, you can't charge it at home. And thinking that you could go to a gas station and fill up real quick, I don't mind waiting for somebody who's going to just take 5 minutes. But waiting for somebody who's doing a 20-minute supercharge? We're not ready. Electric vehicles, cool. I like the idea of us having them. But give us some choice and let us get ready first. So we have a little bit more data. The Washington Post published a story. Is it cheaper to refuel your electric vehicle battery or gas tank? They did the math in all 50 states. And even though the logical answer is, well, gas is expensive, electricity is cheaper. So yeah, you're going to save money. But it's not that simple. So with electric vehicles, you're already paying thousands of dollars more. That is something that when you divide it per month might start to equate to some of the gas that you're paying. There are more registration fees. You do have to, if you do have a house, build in the charging capacity. Sometimes you have to pay for charging. Gas will always be cheaper in the short run, but in the long run, right? Recharging, you know, might start to be a more expensive option, especially kilowatt per hour of electricity. Now, they're saying electricity rates not only vary by state, but they vary by time of day and even the outlets. You may pay premiums to fast charge on the road. Let me see if I have some numbers. So in terms of electric vehicles, they're saying that the electric vehicles pay more in Oregon and Washington. Sedans pay more on the west side of the country. Electric trucks pay more in the west, northwest, midwest. Apparently east and southeast still doing okay. They say in Washington State the prices are about $4.98 per gallon of gas, but it costs $115 to electric charge an F-150. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It costs $34. Now, they say in Southeast, gas prices are cheaper. So if it's costing you $30 to refuel, but costing you $25 for electric, are you saving that much more money? Now, I live in an area where gas prices are high, so no doubt electric charging is going to be cheaper. But they say an average American drives 14,000 miles per year. So we need to be able to do the math on the range. Okay, so let's take a look at the ranges. How much of a range do you get? Well, one study came out saying that Consumer Reports drove 22 electric vehicles until they died. And half of them fell short of their ranges. So if you are buying a car that says, look, you have a range of 220 miles, has that been tested? You know, I might use my iPhone till the battery dies, which isn't safe for the battery. But the average electric car owner, electric vehicle owner, doesn't want to take that chance. You're now stuck. So you don't know. I've had laptops that say I have 4 hours left. And then 30 minutes later, I get the less than 5% button or a red light. I'm like, wait a second. You said I had 4 hours. Once you start going low on battery, it may accelerate more. And so the Ford F-150 Lightning with the extended battery range ran out of battery after 270 miles, 50 miles less than the EPA estimate. Now, the Tesla Model S long range missed its 384-mile estimate by 40 miles. Model S fell 39 miles short of its 405-mile range. 405 miles is a fantastic range, and I think the ranges are going to get better. The Tesla Model S did well. In fact, they even had 72 extra miles compared to its 260-mile range. So if you end up having a car and you start to distrust the range, then you are going to be a little bit more charge happy. And we have been told that charges, the more you supercharge, the more it wears the battery. So you need to control your electric vehicle anxiety. I bring up electric vehicle anxiety, and I will continue to do so, because that could, unfortunately, decrease your longevity of your car. Now, I'm not saying run it to the ground and rely on inflated numbers for your range, because some of them, you know, have pretty accurate numbers. But if it's cold, your range is going to be different. If you're doing highway driving, the range is going to be different. You know, if the charge or the battery's changing or the battery's not 100% like you thought you had, that's going to obviously cause some discrepancies in the numbers. So if you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I just better be safe supercharged because I don't want the anxiety of low battery. The more you supercharge, the more you could wear the battery. So as I said, the people who do really, really well with these are the ones, one, who have money, where they have their own house. It's really nice to have your own house and to be able to plug in at your own place. I'm not really interviewing a lot of apartment people because they just don't have the way to plug them in. They're the ones wherever they use it, might buy some groceries, might go to dinner, might meet some friends, come back, and then could casually plug in overnight and not do the aggressive supercharge. Okay, I don't have that luxury. My car has to do everything. If I have to head to L.A., SoCal, I need to be able to jump in my car and do it. I know where all the gas stations are. I know what I'm going to spend on gas. I know where I could pee. It's familiar. So just, as I said, do your research, and you'll do fine with an EV if you can control the anxiety and also understand that, you know, there will be extra costs, upgrades, battery changes. Don't do it to save money. Do it because you really want an EV. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Israel-Hamas conflict hitting the two-month mark with Israeli forces conducting a ground assault in southern Gaza, targeting suspected hiding places of Hamas leaders. Former President Trump sat down with Fox News' Sean Hannity last night in Iowa for a town hall meeting. When asked if he thought Joe Biden would get the Democratic nod, former President Trump said he doesn't think he'll make it. Hannity asked Trump if he would run things like a dictator if he got back into office. He said only day one, when he closed the border and started drilling. The Senate yesterday approving more than 400 promotions for senior military officers after Senator Tommy Tuberville dropped his blockade of those nominations, breaking an unprecedented months-long impasse. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite gifts to give are gift cards. We talk about that. Now with inflation, when you buy something and you're like, you know, this really doesn't look like $50 anymore, you give a gift card, they kind of know what you spent. But how many times have you had a gift card, and when you go and use it, they say, sorry, there's no balance? Or you have maybe $25 on it. You're like, what are you talking about? It's a $50 gift card. Well, joining us next, I am so excited, is Dan Woods, former CIA cyber operations officer. He is the global head of intelligence F5. Sorry about that, a little typo there. And he spent more than 20 years with local, state, federal law enforcement and intelligence organizations, including FBI, CIA, to talk to us about some of the fraud that could be out there and scams as we're shopping this holiday season. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Dolly.
Wow, we are so grateful. So, yeah, talk to us about what you're seeing.
Well, at F5, we protect enterprises from automated attacks from bots. And one of the applications that they attack is the check gift card balance endpoint. And the reason they're doing is all you need to steal the balance of a gift card is the 16-digit card number and the PIN. And there's a finite number of those. So they'll use automation to try millions and millions of possibilities until they find one with a balance, and then they steal it.
Wow. So when I'm buying something online, and I have a gift card, and I put that in, how are they attacking me online? How are they knowing what I'm putting? Do they attach from the store site, or have they hacked into my computer?
No, it's the store site. Whoever administers the gift card. So the theft would take place before you use it. Typically, before you use it, you might want to know what balance is on it. So you go to a website. There are thousands of websites. And you would go to the check gift card balance application. You'd browse your way there. And then it would ask you to type in the 16-digit card number and type in the PIN or the access code. You click submit, and it would tell you what the balance is. If you have a $25 gift card and you go to check the balance and it says zero, well, then somebody stole your gift card balance.
Right, which means use it before you lose it. How could people protect themselves from something like that?
Well, look, if they're going to have a gift card in their presence, they need to treat it like cash. They can't let people see the front or the back or take pictures of it and even from a distance. I mean, you got to treat it like cash. If I were, in fact, I've seen people sell their gift cards by taking a picture of the front and the back and posting on some marketplace.
Yeah.
What they don't realize is after they've taken a picture of the front and back, they've given prospective buyers everything they need to actually steal it. Something else that you can do if you're going to buy a gift card, you're typically going to go to a retail store and there's, just a bunch of sitting on a rack. If you can see the account number, the gift card number on the card you're about to buy, then I would pass. I would look for a gift card that is sealed where you cannot see the gift card number at all.
Or you have to scratch.
What bad actors do is rather than... Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the PIN. You don't typically have to scratch anything to get the actual card number. Mm. So what bad actors do is they'll go into these kiosks and they'll just take two cards off the shelf and look at the back and get those two gift card numbers. So now they have much fewer numbers to try and test. And then they just have to kind of brute force the three-digit PIN. Also, if the longer the PIN, the more secure it is. You see a five-digit or eight-digit PIN, that's much, much more secure than a three-digit PIN. A three-digit PIN, there's only 1,000 possibilities.
Mm. So let me ask your opinion, Dan. So my credit card is Capital One. Love Capital One. And they've been very, very good, especially when, there's been any questions on the account. I've been really, really comfortable with the security. But oftentimes our computers will say, do you want to save the credit card information? And, put it into the computer, whether it's your Discover, credit, whatever. What's your opinion on that? Where, should we be inputting the number every time? Or I don't know my credit card. And sometimes it's easier to just have it, brought up by the computer. How do you feel about how we're now trusting this type of stuff on our computers?
Well, I do it. I trust the computer to securely store a credit card, but I don't do it because I think it's impenetrable. That's not true at all. I do it because credit card has some protection. The fraud on a credit card, I'm not responsible for. I don't typically will allow it to store my debit cards because that's money right out of my checking account. But credit cards I'm not too worried about. I try to be a responsible cardholder, but, at F5, nine of the top 10 banks in the country are customers, and they are doing a lot to protect their customers.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't. Would it be safer? Sure. But, there is a convenience factor, right? It'd be safer to turn off the computer and never use it. But we can't live that way. We have to do some things that maybe put us at a slightly elevated risk just because it's convenient.
Yeah, well, good, because I kind of felt guilty doing that, but I'm like, oh, I just love the convenience. You know, and I'm really glad you're with us, CBN, because, you know, the gift card market, I think Capital One did some research, and they said that the gift card market generated $500 million in revenue last year. 54% of U.S. consumers buy gift cards as holiday gifts, and I think that's going to even rise this year. So obviously, when you look at that much consumerism, you know, in terms of especially something that could be digital, there's going to be fraud. And so are you anticipating more of this fraud to happen with scammers and people stealing gift card balances?
Yeah, absolutely. As more and more fraudsters kind of learn about the vulnerability, more and more of them are going to be launching automated attacks. It's just the kind of the nature of the beast. I think a lot of the companies that issue store value cards are making changes. Like, I'm seeing a lot fewer gift cards in the store that expose the account number right on the shelf. But I just checked yesterday, many of them still do. And then there are many that are moving to 5 and 8-digit PINs, which is also helpful. They're even reaching out and establishing relationships with third-party brokers of gift cards like Raise.com. You know, there might be some retailer that's experiencing a lot of fraud, and they'll go to Raise.com and say, look, we need 30 or 60 or 90 days before you start selling any of our gift cards on your platform, because we need to make sure it isn't a stolen gift card. And Raise is being responsible and honoring that. So everybody seems, you know, the banks, the retailers, everybody seems to be working together with F5 to help combat some of this fraud. There is something else, though. If we have more time, there's something else that you and all your listeners can do to protect their families, their friends, their loved ones, and such. And that is never reuse passwords ever. And you know, it's hard. You know, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of online accounts. It's hard to remember, you know, so many passwords. But if you use a password manager, you only need to memorize one strong password to get into your password manager, and then all those passwords in the password manager, you don't even need to know what they are. You simply copy and paste them into the password field. So anytime I'm speaking to a larger audience of consumers, I tell them stop reusing passwords and move to a password manager immediately.
That is great advice. We now that we have these password managers, we don't necessarily have to try and remember. And for those people that say, but I have to, I don't have a password manager at work, sometimes a sentence is better. You know, we try to come up with a name or a birthday, but sometimes a sentence with certain capital letters or symbols for S's, things like that, could allow you to have some creativity. You know, like Dan Woods is the bomb. He's awesome. $! That would be a really good, F5 is
awesome.
That
would be a strong password for sure.
Yeah. Anything else? How can my listeners find out more information?
Well, a lot of consumers, by the way, not consumers, but retailers or banks will force their customers to use a password that has special
characters,
special characters, exclamation points, all sorts of things. That's not necessary. You don't have to do that. When it comes to password strength, length is key.
Right. Awesome. Give us the website. We're coming up on a hard break.
F5.com.
Love it. Dan Woods, can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Dolly.
Take care. Happy holidays. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungsgenerator.com.
www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've talked about age discrimination in the workplace. We're trying to get a job. We talked about your looks. Right? If you're good looking, you might get a job. If you're not so good looking, like me, you'll be unemployed. We talked about fat phobia when it comes to work. Well, now we're going to talk about acne phobia. And this is something that has plagued many people, especially since puberty in high school, where when you're broken out, you might not be able to get the date. You might not be able to get the job. And there is acne-phobia. There has been documented cases. In fact, there's a study that was published in the, let me give the right journal. I think it's the Journal of, Dermatology. I don't have the name. But researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Massachusetts looked at 1,300 people to look at their preferences with a person who had clear skin versus skin that had pustules and acne. And they had, found that there was definitely, published in JAMA Dermatology. And the researchers digitally altered faces and showed them to participants, clear skin, mild acne, severe acne. And then the participants were asked whether they agreed or disagreed with several statements, including, I would feel comfortable with someone like this being in an image I post on social media. I wouldn't mind having close contact with that person, etc. And when you started to see some of the answers, those with acne didn't seem to fare as well. Or the pictures, or those individuals that had the images that had shown acne to affect their acceptance by the participants. Now, from a work-related standpoint, you do have biases. There are people that don't like redheads. There are people that don't like blondes. There are people that don't like bleach blondes, blondes that may bleach their hair, or those who are just naturally fortunate enough to have bleach blonde hair, which I've always wanted to have and I never did because I lost all my blonde hair when I was a baby. And now I've had to try to recreate it over and over and over again. And my stylist, Jerry, has had to painstakingly try to make me blonde over the years. But so we know that there's biases, but acne can be a double-edged sword. So one, you can have the person biased by seeing your pustules and acne. On the other end, you might not really have anything that's that bad, but now you've lost your confidence. You can't concentrate on anything but that zit or that acne. And so now you're like hiding, and you're trying to cover up, and you're like, and you're always trying to look down. Well, how do you get through an interview that way? And then people, thirdly, will make mistakes with their acne. They'll try to put so much makeup on to cover it up that causes more acne. Or they'll try to pick at it or try to solve it themselves, and then they can make it worse. So acne, as we know, is very, very common in puberty when our hormones start to grow and we start to get more crypts and more divots in our skin. And we end up starting to collect more sweat, sebum, dirt, and the body wants to expel it. That's why you have these whiteheads, where whiteheads are where there's pus and there's inflammatory cells that try to surround it. It could be an infection of a bacteria. It could be another pathogen. It could be dirt. The body tries to wall it off, package it up, and spew it out into the surface so that it goes. And it gets away. Now, mind you, somebody that does have opening of their pustules, they might not be the most sterile. None of us are sterile. And so you do have some people that when they do see that, they don't want to touch because they don't want to get that bacteria or they don't want to get that sediment on them. And so it isn't that uncommon to see people shy away from somebody who looks like they're actively regurgitating from their skin bacteria and pus. The blackheads are where you have your pores that are clogged. The darkness is the dirt and the sediment. And these things could stay, fester, also become infected. And those things oftentimes need to be helped in terms of being removed. The body might not be able to remove it as easily as the whiteheads. But acne isn't just for puberty. You'll have stress, certain foods, inflammation. Once you start to have inflammation, you could get then wounds and pustules. If you pick at your face, you could spread bacteria. Now, I see a lot of people with perioral dermatitis or impetigo that where they start spreading bacteria to other spots because they keep touching the ones. And so sometimes we have to use antibiotic ointments or antibiotic pills, or we have to use treatments. And, you know, fascinatingly, sunlight heals a lot of acne. But we're staying away from the sun. I'm seeing more and more acne these days because people are hidden from the sun. It's colder outside. They're working from home. But a little bit of vitamin D and a little bit of sunlight can do a lot for the skin. You also don't want to get melanoma. But, you know, if you're always indoors, you are going to be more prone to acne. If you take steroids, you're going to get back acne. If you have an imbalance with your hormones, that's why birth control pills sometimes help with acne. If your hormones are imbalanced, you get these surges, and the birth control has a more predictable, consistent pattern, you can then, you know, stave off acne. But, you know, this acne phobia is real. So when people come in or they call me, they go, look, I got a job interview or I got this. I need to be confident. I need to be, you know, there are things that medical providers can do. Things that you can do is keep your face clean, avoid a lot of makeup products. The more you Google makeup free, the better. You've got to know how to wash your face, exfoliate, clean it. You have to take care of your skin. Can't be touching it all the time. You need to also eat a healthy diet. You need to hydrate. Hydration really helps. And understand that your skin is a barrier and it has a duty. And that skin is supposed to protect your body from pathogens, but it is also supposed to protect your body from loss of water and dehydration. And so you want to protect your skin. You want to protect it from the sun. Sun damage can hurt the skin and the integrity. And so you want to have a fine balance. You don't want to avoid the sun altogether, but you also want to protect yourself and understand that certain sunscreens could cause acne. So use products that will be less hypoallergenic or less acne producing. And then understand that you change. Just because you used a makeup product in your 20s doesn't mean you could use that same makeup product now. And make sure you do check in with a dermatologist. A lot of people think, you know, I'll just go there when I have a bad mole. You can have abnormal moles that you don't know about. Have your yearly skin cancer screens. Have a dermatologist take a look at you. And then talk to them about acne. But, you know, do you have biases? Absolutely. People will bias for any reason they want to. They may bias because they don't like your religion. They may bias because they don't like your politics. And it's very frustrating when you have a bad breakout and you are, especially for a man, because men have a lot of trouble putting makeup on subtly. Women can still cover things up, but even if you have a lot of makeup, that's not really attractive. People don't want that. You know, so hopefully whoever is hiring you hires you because they like your resume, because they like what you have. You know, and also don't explain your breakouts. I'll always do that. I'm like, sorry, I'm broken out. You know, I'm going through puberty again. Don't be doing that. The average person isn't noticing. They don't care. But if you are having an active issue, it might also be implying that you might have a medical issue. And so read your skin. We talk about dermatological manifestations of internal pathology or even internal malignancy. And having, you know, your skin might be the only thing telling you that something's wrong. Your pallor may tell you that you're anemic. Your yellowing could tell you that you have jaundice, hepatitis, pancreatitis. Your lack of compliance and elasticity of the skin could be a sign of dehydration, of low thyroid. So our skin tells a lot. So if you don't think your skin is healthy, get that addressed. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.